Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura. Taken from chapters 43 and 44, scene 1. Krishna and Balaram reunited with their real parents. Since Krishna was kind and affectionate to his aunts, Krishna began to give them solace as far as possible. The ritualistic ceremonies after the death of Kamsa and his 8 brothers were then conducted under the personal supervision of Krishna, because Krishna happened to be the nephew of all the dead princes. After finishing this business, Krishna and Balaram immediately released their father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, who had been imprisoned by Kamsa. Krishna and Balaram fell at their parents' feet and offered them prayers. Vasudeva and Devaki had suffered so much trouble because Krishna was their son. It was because of Krishna that Kamsa was always giving them trouble. Devaki and Vasudeva were fully conscious of Krishna's exalted position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Krishna touched their feet and offered obeisances and prayers to Vasudeva and Devaki, they did not embrace him, but simply stood up to hear from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Krishna was born as their son, Vasudeva and Devaki were always conscious of Krishna's position. When Lord Krishna saw that Vasudeva and Devaki remained standing in a reverential attitude, Krishna immediately expanded his influence of Yoga Maya so that they could treat him and Balaram as children. As in the material world, the relationship existing between father, mother, and children can be established amongst different living entities by the influence of the illusory energy, so also by the influence of Yoga Maya, the devotee can establish a relationship in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his child. After creating this situation by his Yoga Maya, Krishna, appearing with his elder brother Balaram as the most illustrious sons in the dynasty of the Satvatas, very submissively and respectfully addressed Vasudeva and Devaki. "My dear father and mother, although you have always been very anxious for the protection of our lives, you could not enjoy the pleasure of having us as your babies, as your growing boys, and as your adolescent youth." Indirectly, Krishna praised the fatherhood of Nanda Maharaj and the motherhood of Yashoda as most glorious, because Krishna and Balaram were not their born sons. Nanda and Yashoda actually enjoyed Krishna and Balaram's childhood pastimes. By nature's own arrangement, the childhood of the embodied living being is enjoyed by the parents. Even in the animal kingdom, the parents are found to be affectionate to the cubs. Being captivated by the activities of their children, they take much care for their well-being. As for Vasudeva and Devaki, they were always very anxious for the protection of their 2 sons, Krishna and Balaram. So that is why Krishna, after his appearance, was immediately transferred to another's house. Balaram was also transferred from Devaki's womb to the womb of Rohini. Vasudeva and Devaki were full of anxieties for the protection of Krishna and Balaram, and they could not enjoy their childhood pastimes. Then Krishna said, "Unfortunately, being ordered by our fate. We could not be raised by our own parents to enjoy childhood pleasures at home. My dear father and mother, a man has a debt to pay to his parents from whom he gets this body, which can bestow upon him all the benefits of material existence. According to Vedic injunction, this human form of life enables one to perform all kinds of religious activities, fulfill all kinds of desires, and acquire all kinds of wealth. And only in this human form is there every possibility that one can get liberation from material existence. This body is produced by the combined efforts of the father and mother. Every human being should be obliged to one's parents and understand that one cannot repay one's debt to them. If, after growing up, a son does not try to satisfy his parents by his actions or by an endowment of riches, he is surely punished after death by the superintendent of death and made to eat his own flesh. If a person is able to care for or give protection to old parents, children, spiritual master, brahmanas, and other dependents, but does not do so, then he is considered to be already dead, although one is supposedly breathing. My dear father and mother, you have always been very anxious for our protection, but unfortunately, we could not render any service unto you. Up to date, we have simply wasted our time. We could not serve you for reasons beyond our control. Oh, mother and father, please excuse us for our sinful actions. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead was speaking as an innocent boy in very sweet words, both Vasudeva and Devaki became captivated by parental affection and embraced them with great pleasure. They were amazed and could not speak or answer the words of Krishna, but they simply embraced Krishna and Balaram in great affection and remained silent, shedding incessant tears. Thus ends chapter 44, scene 1, Krishna and Balaram reunited with their real parents. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.